If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. E-listening on Wednesday, we have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the love of the Supreme Creator. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. Today, our seminar topic is Living in Divine Truth, in Trust and Confidence, shifts you into the fifth dimension now. So, if you're ready to make that shift into the fifth dimension, take a deep breath and allow the downpouring of your spirit, soul, high self, down into your higher mind, down into your lower mind, down into your physical body, your emotional body, and all the levels of your being. And visualize yourself, if you will, as a straight divine conduit, right from the very heart of God. As a column of divine, pure white light, all the way down through your body, including all of your higher subtle bodies, and right down through your feet, and see yourself anchoring in the soul star in the center of the earth. And just get a sense of the I Am presence that you are. You're here on earth as a conduit of source energy, as pure divine love. Just an anchor, one of many, because this isn't the only body you have. Actually, within the quantum universe, you exist in every single particle and wave of existence. You are everywhere present. However, when you come into the earth, you have a mind which has a time lock, which directs the flow of experience and sequence, which fools you into thinking you're bound by time and place. But it's also a functional reality, so you don't go Looney Tunes, which you would if you didn't have that time lock, commitment to this time-space position that you occupy in your human biosphere. Just don't mistake that for who you are or the limitations thereof, because it's only a functional positioning in time-space, but does not define your absolutely unlimited omnipresence. So we want to look at many things this evening. We want to look at truth, for one thing, because we're moving into the age of truth, Satya Yuga. Satya means truth in Sanskrit. So only truth can go through that filter, if you would think of it as such, vibrational filter. Only truth will allow someone to pass into that higher dimension. The thing is, the lower ego mind absolutely cannot conceptualize truth at all, because it's part of the lie that caused us to, or at least the lie that we bought into, of separation from divine source. So it's called the father of lies, that you are separate from God. that you've somehow fallen away from the divine presence. There wasn't a fall so much as an identification with the mind that the soul bought into. And so, working within that field of duality, which positions a separation from God, a good and an evil, and all the other polarities, we come to triangulate by taking the higher position of the witness, which is the I am presence. Because you can't get out of duality by polarizing to one side or the other. You have to take that middle point, that vector point, that pyramidal apex, or the top part of the triangle, which is the neutral witnessing self. That part is free. That part can watch the whole game and laugh and enjoy the whole thing and not take any of it too seriously. And that is the truth. Truth is of God. Truth is of the self that is the I am. It is God. It is the Word of God, which is the sound current, the living Word, that courses through you as the cosmic melody that you hear in the center of your head when you're correctly attuned to it. So everything that's true emanates from within revelation, within your own consciousness. It's not found in the world. It's not found without. There is found only distortion. So truth is imparted by divine revelation directly to one who has laid aside the ego and has fully yielded to the divine. It's only when you've given yourself lock, stock, and barrel over to that which is greater than that which is in this world, in complete confidence and trust, that the revelation of truth is entrusted to you, because until then you're tainted with the ego, and you couldn't understand truth if it kissed you on the forehead. That lower mind has to be dissolved in higher awareness, or you just simply are not ready to receive the truth. So let's take a deep breath and ask each one what you need to lay aside that has been a block for your truly walking with God in trust and confidence. What have you withheld from the beloved? And offer it to the beloved. Offer it to God. Because you don't want it. You don't need it. It's false. And whatever you offer to the Lord will be dissolved in its negative aspects and return to you as divine truth. That's a simple exchange. So don't try to fix yourself. Don't try to do things that are not your assigned duty. Your assigned dharma is to be a conduit for God's love and a voice for truth. And you won't know the truth out of your own self, but the Holy Spirit will speak truth through you if you lay aside the ego and ask for the Holy Spirit to use you as its instrument. It's not always in speech that we serve. It's not what you say, it's who you are that communicates to the entirety of creation. You are known by your consciousness, your resonance, and your overall vibrational field. It's your energy signature or your soul signature. And whether you are operating in a body, a light body, or simply are moving as an impersonal, formless energy of purpose, you are known by that particular frequency. And even though love is universal and the same, we are all embodiments of that divine love. Your love is unique. Your energy vibration of love, your heart coherency, your resonant field of personal I am-ness is like no other. So that's why it's so very important to realize who you are beyond your body, beyond your moods, beyond your feelings and emotions, beyond your thoughts, which change like a weather vane. All of those levels keep changing. They're not the same any 2 minutes. None of them are centered in truth. So find that place in yourself that is on the solid rock of truth, where you have a sense of unshakable trust and confidence in that. You could call it self-confidence, but it's not the personal ego self. It's the self-divine. Some people call it being spirit-filled. And there's a tremendous confidence that arises up from within you when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a definite shift in the consciousness. So you can ask for the Holy Spirit to fill you and to use you and to operate through you. And that is the greatest self-offering you could possibly give to your beloved Creator. So, truth is its own protection. It needs no defense. It stands solid, no matter what occurs. And truth to be truth must be of God. So people, I'm sure you've noticed, are accessing information from all different levels and dimensions of consciousness, which is why there are so many versions of what's going on in the world. And nearly everything you hear on the news or on social media and in general parlance and conversation in the outer world is simply someone's ego-based mental opinion and subconscious expression. What is taken as fact today is discarded tomorrow as a newer fact, and on and on. So we must learn to discern the voice. We are known by our fruit. And part of the fruit that emanates from the heart, be it an ego-imprisoned heart, or a heart liberated in the love of the Holy Spirit, it comes through the voice. Discern the voices of love and cooperation, for they are rightly attuned to the Divine Spirit. You will also discern the voices of fear and alienation, for they are aligned with the ego. Until you are self-realized, you will experience confusion, doubt, and have many unanswered questions. However, it is your destiny to ultimately fully awaken into the realization of your immortal self. How soon you do that is entirely up to you. No one is holding you a prisoner but your own mind. When you're self-realized, then there will be that certainty of direct knowing and of direct revelation of the truth of all things. The whole universe opens its heart to you when you've given your heart fully and completely to the divine. So whenever you see information coming forth that is dated, know that it is coming from the ego mind, because you must notice that aside from channeled entities, which are almost entirely a product of the subconscious mind of the channeler, aside from that, which presents itself as channeling from a, quote, ascended master, the real teachings from the real members of the spiritual hierarchy never give dates ever. Why? Because they simply do not know what humanity is going to choose. And they cannot force outcome. They can't coerce. And it would be an infringement of your free will for them to tell you what to do, or who to vote for, or what move to make in any given situation on your earth, which for the masters that are the earth masters, it's their earth as well, because they're here as the planetary representatives of the kingdom of God, or the Sirian High Council, however you want to phrase that, the Great Central Sun High Council, Sirius. They are the representations in time-space of that coordinating order of administration, because everything has an upline and an ordering and a divine organization that is never chaotic and never at random. But the people of Earth are here to make a quantum leap in consciousness at this time, which again is self-electing. You have to choose to move into the loving or be swept off in a world that's governed by chaos and fear and all, you know, everything that's depicted on the evening news. So, I would suggest that you don't waste your time listening to and reading material that does not come from a God-realized man or woman. Now, who would that be? Well, number one, Satya Sai Baba, Yogananda. And you have to, you know, Babaji, if you can get, you know, the pure teachings of Babaji. And, of course, Jesus, without the religious doctrine and filter. I think the purest teachings you can get from Jesus are found in the Course in Miracles, which will, if you take the course, which takes a year to go through, if you take the course, you are gradually led step by step into how to hear God directly for yourself. And that's extremely important. It's a deep study. You have to really be committed to it. Not for the idle curiosity, that's for sure. And then there are others as well. But that will give you a taste of what a really, truly God-realized person speaks, how they think. If they think. Actually, they operate from direct knowing rather than thought, per se. So, aside from that, it's best that you stay here and now, because that's the only moment of existence that you have. The past is past. Many of the fearful things that people are putting on YouTube indicate that their subconscious mind is operating out of past trauma from, very likely, Atlantis, maybe Lemuria. But they're not present here and now. Or they're back 2,000 years ago in apocalyptic scenarios. There's a lot of people pushing for the apocalypse. God only knows why. I think probably because in the apocalyptic scenario, it looks like the Messiah comes and solves everybody's problems. What they don't realize is that they are the messiahs that have come, because now it's a collective awakening of the living God and the living spirit in each man, woman, and child, and the spirit's being poured forth on everyone, on all flesh, to awaken us to the fact that we are living embodiments of that holy love. And that is the truth, the reality. And everything else is something the mind has made up. And we got to get that down into our sneakers, to where we really walk that as a realization that filters everything we hear and see and read. And be careful what you look at. Be careful at what you come into agreement with, because that is leading you into a worldview that you're going to get sucked up into. And it's either one of living love and grace, or it's one of chaos. And so, it's been said that broad is the way that most travel, and narrow is the way that those who follow the way of truth. So don't take the broad way. Don't take the way of the masses. Don't take the way of the media. Don't take the way of the evening news or the political debates or all of that ego ranting and raving and carrying on. Leave that to the Holy Spirit to resolve, because everything that's happening is happening because there's a cause that was set in motion by the individuals involved. It's their field of learning, and it's their responsibility to resolve that. But if you get affinitized into that and sucked into that and drawn into that world, you're going to go down in that whirlpool. That's not the way of living love. So the hierarchy, the spiritual masters that govern and supervise the evolution of souls on this planet, do not deal in time, but in cycles. And they support all of the actions of cooperation, sharing, mutuality, unity, harmony, reconciliation, loving, one accord. All of those positive momentums are fully endorsed and funded, let's say, spiritual blessings and energy by the spiritual hierarchy. But if you want to ego out, you want to just play the ego's games, you're left on your own. Then you fall under the laws of karma. And then you experience exactly the energy that you're putting out into the world. So be careful what you're doing. People get so worked up with the politics. Sai Baba told us to leave the politics to him, to stay out of politics. That he would see to it that eventually there would be a high initiate in every political position on the planet, and they would be a devotee of the Lord. In the meantime, there's a lot of shaking going on. But bottom line, truth is being revealed because of the stupidity and the lies that are so in everyone's face that you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to see it. Or so ego-hardened, you just like to watch other egos do their thing. So align always with the one that has the greatest sense of unity, the greatest vision of cooperation. Because while no one is perfect, we all are a mixed bag, that will be the one that is more closely aligned with truth. And it's only unity that's going to bring us into the fifth dimension. Mutual goodwill, mutual sharing of the planet's resources, taking the need of your brother and sister as your measure of action, and living a unified worldview, not a nationalistic one. eventually all of the borders are coming down. Nationalism is not a good thing. It arbitrarily divides people for no reason. Just like religions do that as well when they're in their worst aspect. So we have to move into an appreciation of our differences. Appreciation of our differences so that we enjoy the different flavors and colors of consciousness. We don't want a one world that looks the same for everybody and a one faith that is the same for everybody. How boring. We don't want to lose the beautiful cultural diversities that we have. But we do want to lose that sense of saying, my nation is the greatest and yours is nothing. My religion is the only truth and you better convert or you'll burn in hell. You know, all of that nonsense has got to drop. It's got to stop. It's part of that old paradigm that has made a beautiful planet a virtual hell. So, we need to learn to question every thought and belief that has tethered us to the limitations of the third dimension. The world we see depicted on our media news, in the political debates, the countless conspiracies and theories, and the fear-mongering, and all the YouTubes, and you know, all of that stuff, you have to ask yourself, is this the world that I want to make real for myself and my fellow man? Do I really want to support that worldview? And you have to challenge the indoctrinations you've bought into as the way things are. If there's no peace and joy in it, it's simply not real because the presence of the Divine Spirit is evidenced by peace and joy. So you ask yourself, is my conviction that I'm a separate individual person living in this nightmarish world true? And by the testimony of every enlightened man and woman throughout history, it is not true. The world the Divine Creator has made is lit with heaven's loveliness, purity, innocence, and holiness forever. And that is real and true. The world the ego mind has projected is false. You, in fact, are the truth divine. You are an individualized embodiment of God, of the exact identical nature and likeness of your Creator in every way. You are all beauty, glory, magnificence. When you realize and see your own divine wholeness, your holiness, then you are awake and you're free. The way to that realization is to question and flatly deny the validity of other ideas to the contrary. The indoctrinations and false conditioning of the world, other people, your parents, schooling, media, newspapers, magazines, novels, iPads, whatever, unless written and expressed by a God-realized person, is all mental nonsense. You gotta let it go. These false ideas have been pounded into our psyche life after life, from birth to death. So it takes divine intervention to break that hardened mind and heart set. That we are limited and sinful and victims of a cruel world. These are all false ideas that we need to jettison. What is true is that we are unlimited universal consciousness. If we realize that fact, although the events of the physical world may continue as they did before due to karma, they will not affect us because we've detached and are living at a higher dimension of consciousness. Be aware of that. You can indeed transcend the world and the flesh and the devil, to quote the Bible, through the loving grace of walking with God in absolute trust, yieldedness, and confidence. So then we take the position of the witness, a divine witness, seeing all the plays of consciousness the world depicts, but living and having our presence in the heart of God. So why not take the position that you are God? You are divine, and you are being lived through by the divine spirit. It's not your life. It's God's life being lived through you as existence, awareness, and bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. So, beloveds, what is permanent in our life is the sense of I am. That is the same in every person. For we all have a sense of existence. Everyone feels, I exist. And that is called Sat, or Tat in Sanskrit. And that is who you are. Whether you're awake, asleep, dreaming, whether you're in our incarnation, out of incarnation, life to life, that sense of I am remains as the truth of one's being. Now, when that I identifies with the body and the world and the outer events, it is asleep. When it identifies with spirit, with God, it is awake. Very simple. You know, this is not, the mind complicates things, but truth is just really simple. God is all that is, and you are that. I mean, how simple can you get? So to enter that higher state of consciousness, referred to as the fifth dimension, the new paradigm or the new earth, requires a choice. You either live life governed by fear, which is characterized by suspicion, doubt, attack, defense, you know, as depicted on the media news, or you live a life characterized by love, trust, and harmlessness. And according to the teachings of the self-realized adepts of all time, that is a life of grace, which transcends karma, reincarnation, the world, and that which is depicted as the, oh, let's say, the negative events of the outer world. You actually shift into heaven now, which would be living in God awareness or soul awareness. It's, you know, phrased different ways, but basically that's what we're talking about here. So don't follow the dictates of the world, but do follow the word of the Lord within you. It's very easy to hear the word of God. You just have to spend some time quietly and call forward that presence and talk, communicate, and then spend time listening. Have times in which you commune one-on-one with the beloved. It's very simple, really. Which world do you choose to make real for yourself? Do you live with God, in God? Do you have your being in God, in perfect trust and confidence? Well, what you are paying the most attention to will reveal your answer as to which world you are making real. And if that answer shocks you, then know that you can choose otherwise. It's up to you. It's always been up to you. Every person lives in the world they've bought into as real. Everything has only the meaning and value that we've accorded it. And we can always choose to alter our perspective. You know, thankfully, we're not left alone in this. And a shift must occur naturally once we decide that we only want God's will. We only want God to direct and govern our life. And we've asked for that, and we live expectant of that. And then, you know, that higher plan of grace kicks into activation. And you find the teachers begin to appear both within and without. And the books you need to read and the things that you are directing, being directed to resolve and forgive and release, those things become apparent to you. Because the Beloved knows your language. He knows your name. He knows your address. He knows things that you haven't even admitted to anyone ever, much less yourself or to God. He knows everything. And you're unconditionally loved. You're seen only as a divine incarnation. That's the amazing thing, is that God-realized people see only God in you. They're not judging you. They're not evaluating you. They're seeing the good, the holy, the divine, the praiseworthy. Because basically they're seeing the one divine self that they've awakened to as their true identity. And that's why they see it in everyone around them. So it's a simple decision to trust the divine spirit no matter what. You just set trusting God as your automatic go-to in every situation in life. Because we're moving into things that have no precedent. You're not going to understand them. This is a God time and a God cycle and a God action. And you've just got to be like a little trusting child. That's why Jesus said that we are to enter the kingdom of heaven like a little child in innocent trust. Forget trying to figure things out and be clever. It's not going to work. Your greatest effort at being clever is a bunch of foolishness. So you simply let the divine spirit lead the way. And you walk with the Lord in perfect confidence and trust. Very simple. A lot of us are going through extreme experiences in our physical bodies as they clear and process old karma. Old, not karma, I didn't want to say karma. I meant to say energetic effluvia, put it that way. Congested consciousness that gets lodged in the cellular memory of our organs and our physical biospheres. Some of us are feeling quite ill, having a lot of discomfort, a lot of strange things. And you go to the doctor and they can't find anything wrong with you. It's part of sloughing off old cells, let's say, that were imprinted and conditioned by the old paradigm, which was basically a dog-eat-dog world and survival of the fittest. That's the ego's nightmare. And we have to enter this very innocently, very sweetly. Now, as you enter this fifth dimension, you'll notice an increase in peace, joy, and inner freedom. And that's your experience in the moment-to-moment daily goings about in life. And you realize who and what you are now and forever. And you feel a real sense of security in that. The worst that could possibly happen to you is that you die. And then you laugh. Because you realize you simply walked out of one state of consciousness, which was full of pain and misery, into another state of consciousness that was incredibly beautiful and sweet. However, bear in mind that you take, at that moment you cross over into the other dimension, the sum total of your major focus in your life. Your major focus in life determines what you experience in that process. So if you've been, you know, more into the world than into God, you will take that impression with you. But even so, judging from many, many near-death accounts, you still go into a very, very much lovelier dimension of life than here. But it's the Supreme Creator that determines that moment when that happens, and it's not up to you. You can't hasten it if you wish it. You can't delay it if you fear it. When your expiration date arrives, you simply depart, one way or the other. And it's always a progression into a new level of life and experience. It's not an ending of anything. Not an ending. It's a continuing of ever unfolding life and experience and learning. So it is simply the attempt to make of yourself something that you are not that has given rise to all of your suffering, agitation, and discontent. You're trying to make the impossible happen, which is to undo the perfection and the limitless purity and wholeness in which you reside eternally as one with God. It's absolutely impossible to undo, corrupt, or change what the divine creator has created you to be forever. You have been created as a temple for divine love when you're here in this physical form. You are a direct conduit for divine love to enter this world and flow throughout creation. In fact, as an awakened person, you are the only means by which love can enter and transform any situation in this world. You are the way showers of a new culture of living love currently being birthed on this planet. This is your sole function here. And when you're fulfilling this function, you're happy, fulfilled, at peace and content. Your own life's experiences are all meant to reveal this truth to you. That love fulfills all the laws and transcends all the things of this world through grace. So more and more people are coming into this realization more than ever before in the entire history of our planet. That is absolutely astounding, but it's a fact. And so humanity is in a very beautiful place. It's beautiful. It's exactly where it meant to be right now. The transformation is occurring just right on target. And we have the greatest amount of souls on the planet at this time who are the great ones of the past, because for many, it's their last lifetime. So if you come in the beginning to do this work, which many of us did, some of us 26,000 years ago, some 18.5 million years ago. But at any rate, we all came in to be part of this transformation, and many of us are passing on to other work in the cosmos at the end of this incarnation. So, the great ones are on Earth, many of them. And usually they're not known about. For example, it's been said by the masters that Lincoln, President Lincoln, former Lincoln president, is living as a paper pusher in Washington, D.C., not too far from where his monument is, which is interesting. Does he know who he is? Probably not. But just letting you know, you got that vibration there. Interesting thought, huh? So if you're one of those people who has awakened to your function as a conduit of love, you are already living in that fifth dimension. You are no longer in the old paradigm, nor are you experiencing it in your daily life. You know, some of you can't remember a day when you didn't feel love in the presence of God, when you didn't have that sense of well-being. It doesn't even matter what's happening in your life. It's like you don't even notice too much because you're living in God. You're seeing through God's eyes. You're loving through God's heart. You're being lived by the Divine Spirit. And you're in a state of grace. So things go around you, over you, under you, but they don't get into your space because your truth and your love protect you. Your own goodness rises up around you as a shield that's impenetrable. The lower vibrations. So you are living in a higher state of vibration and consciousness and picture of reality. You have peaceful days, loving encounters, deep sleep, and sweet dreams, or maybe no dreams. Maybe you transcend all phenomena entirely and you simply dissolve in the love of God each night. And you have sweet inner and outer plane encounters. Your relationships are peaceful and kind, mutually supporting and nurturing. And there's not a single person you hold any negative feelings towards. You don't have a single enemy. You look right past the ego and its behavior and its shenanigans to the holy embodiment of God that every single person is, whether or not that's veiled by ego. Whether or not they're experiencing and expressing that, nevertheless, that is the truth of who and what they are. They are absolutely one with you in that I am presence. So you begin to experience loving kindness and goodwill everywhere. People act so kindly and lovingly and tenderly towards you. They come forward to help and support you when you need it. They pray for you when you haven't even said you need it, but they tune in and think, oh, she needs some light, she needs some prayer. They did that for me recently, and it just touched me to tears. So your natural response to every person and encounter is loving and kind. So if that is how you are experiencing life, my darling brother and sister, you've arrived at the goal of all life's experiences here at Earth University. You've come into this Earth University to learn just that. If you're not quite there yet, or have periods when you are and times when you're not, then let's consider that you're a work in process, that God is dealing with you at the rate and in the timing that's perfect for you, that not one thing will come to you that is not good for you, that is not a blessing in disguise. Nothing is ever a crisis in your life when you've given that life to God. Nothing ever happens out of order that is not part of your fastest return to the peace of God. So contemplate on that. And you're never given anything you can't handle. And when you're given something, God also equips you with the ability to handle it. Everything that people experience, they have agreed to and signed on for, even if it leads to their departure physically from this world. They have agreed to that. They're signed on to, for example, transition in that earthquake or that war, whatever. That may be very hard for some of you to realize, that everything is self-elected. The trouble is, it's elected at a level before we incarnate in the body, when we have the veil of the lower mind. In spirit, everything looks like a cakewalk. It's like, oh, no problem. I can do that. Piece of cake. And then you get down here and the veil falls and it's like, my God, what's happening? So Sai Baba said we need to learn to say, whatever's going on in our life, this is good for me. This is good for me. This is a blessing. This will work together for my good. And like that, you see, you begin, as it says in the Bible, to praise God at all times, in joy and in sorrow, in celebration and in grief. Whatever the ups and downs of our life, we say, thank you, Lord. This is your grace. This is the manifestation of your love. Regardless of how it looks, I will wake up and find I've never left the heart of God. I've been home in bed all these years while I was dreaming. I was this person in this world going through these experiences. Can you imagine the joy and the laughter when we wake up fully and realize we've never left home? We've been trying so hard to get home, and we've never left it. So awakening is remembering that. Jesus in the Course in Miracles on page 280. Oh, I love this. He said, can you imagine what it means to have no concerns, no cares, no worries, no anxieties, but merely to be perfectly calm and quiet all the time? Yet that is what time is for, to learn just that, and nothing more. Wow. To learn just that. To be calm and quiet all the time. So we're getting there. And you'll find that you're there more often than you're not as you begin to move through the fourth dimension, which is the plane, or the dimension of reconciliation and balancing and healing, forgiving, releasing, letting go. And then you move into the fifth dimension of living love. Does it mean that we'll be on an actual different planet? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's a different dimension that seems to look like a different planet. I mean, are we really on this planet? No, not really. We're extensions, holograms, projections of consciousness, but none of us are really here on this planet. Not in actuality. So, how will it actually pan out? We don't know. Because it will be a collective choice. And we're making that choice every day with every thought, word, and deed. We are aligning with a worldview. And it can be God's world of love or the ego's world of strife. And we get to decide. What if you choose strife? Well, you'll come back again. Don't worry about it. You'll come back again and again until peace is more important to you than strife. You know, not all apples, you know, ripen on the tree of life at the same time. But if you're listening to what we're saying and it makes sense to you and you can relate, I would say probably you're one of those people that's awakening and moving into the higher consciousness. And so keep going. Keep choosing love. No matter what the problem is, the only answer is love. No matter what the situation, the only appropriate action and response is loving. So when you find yourself in a less than peaceful and joyful state, ask yourself, what am I trying to make real? That isn't divine truth. So, question. Every twinge of unpleasantness in your life and trace it to some thought that you bought into that was not true, and then release it to the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, I don't like what I'm feeling here. Perhaps I've been wrong. I release this thought to you, this feeling to you, and ask you to correct and heal my mind. That's all you have to do, beloveds. Turn it over and release it. So wish goodwill and the very highest and best good for everyone and everything on the planet. Ask God to take charge. God is already taking charge, but it helps if we pray. To take charge that through the Holy Spirit and through grace, the highest outcome can eventuate in our political situations, our various nations, certainly here in America, and in all the areas of our life where there is contention and warring and all of that, that the sweet healing love of God can touch to everyone, everywhere, and that may all have peaceful minds and happiness and their needs supplied, and that all could awaken to the love that they are. Let's go out chanting one very nice Anayu. Deep breath. Anayu. And just send your blessings out through your hands, your palm chakras. Bless everyone and everything with the deepest love of your heart. Namaste.